More than 20 years ago, black farmers across the country won a more than $1 billion discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Today, advocates and experts are saying more is needed to repair the decades of discrimination. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports on the efforts by the government to help black farmers.
It's a cold February afternoon, and Alvin Lee's cows are hungry. He says he has to put 3 or 4 bales of hay every other day, and he only has about 10 left.
If this keeps up, I got to scrape up some money for some more hay.
Lee used to work in construction, but because of injuries from his time in the Marine Corps, he had to stop working. He moved out to Wauwoka, Oklahoma 25 years ago and bought 160 acres of land, which he hopes is his legacy.
I always thought that when a person dies, he's supposed to leave more than a birth certificate and a death certificate.
But ranching hasn't been easy. Building a house, maintaining the land, buying hay, updating equipment, it all adds up pretty quick. And while he tried to get aid from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, he says he never gets enough help.
25 years of this, and I haven't made a profit off of it yet.
Lee isn't alone. Willard Tillman is the executive director of the Oklahoma Black Historical Research Project. He says the biggest challenge for black farmers comes down to two things, land and money.
If you got capital, you can basically purchase land. But we have a lot of people who want to do agriculture business type ventures, but don't have the capital.
Black farmers won a more than $1 billion discrimination lawsuit against the USDA in the 90s. Because of decades of discrimination, many farmers lost their land. Dania Francis is working to calculate the value of land lost by black farmers and communities.
We get estimates anywhere from around $40 billion if we calculate the land being lost over that course of time and brought forward with interest accruing on it.
That $40 billion is actually on the low end. It's gotten as high as $250 billion. Now, with the transition to a Democrat-controlled Congress, there's renewed efforts to rectify years of racism. In the Senate, the Justice for Black Farmers Act will provide more financial assistance and even 160 acres of land. It also provides debt relief for farmers who didn't receive it as part of the settlement with the USDA. Tillman says that was one of the most important parts of the lawsuit.
A lot of people still did not get that particular part of it. Now still in debt.
One of the biggest changes proposed by the bill is providing more oversight to protect civil rights at the USDA. Valerie Grimm is a professor at Indiana University Bloomington. She says the discrimination lawsuit didn't address one important issue.
There was really no punishment for the folks who have been engaged in systemic discrimination for decades in terms of the local offices and how they were being managed and how policies were being implemented.
Tillman says he thinks the bill is a good start, but needs changes. He says there needs to be more feedback from groups like his about how to best support black farmers. Also, the bill doesn't only provide help to black farmers. It also applies to socially disadvantaged farmers. He says this is too broad.
I want to see everybody that's out there, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, or whatever. I want to see them, you know, get treated the same. But with this bill, they're talking about justice for black farmers.
Besides the Senate bill, there has been other efforts to help black farmers this year. The House Agriculture Committee has approved $4 billion in debt relief for black farmers and other minority groups, which was inserted into a coronavirus relief bill. Whether that will help Alvin Lee is still up in the air. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.